This is the Steve Cochran Show.
We've asked the General Assembly to come together in a special session for the next 10 days, not as Democrats and Republicans, but as leaders who share bipartisan concern for our state's future. Right now, our state is in real crisis, and the actions we take in the days ahead will determine how history remembers us.
It's the final countdown.
Jake, get it done again. 7:14, Pat Brady's here. Where do you work, Pat?
Next Generation Strategies.
I've asked Orion Samuelson to chime in wherever he feels like it. Andrea's here. Dave's pounding out another sportscast. Seventh floor is covered. And I'm Steve, your radio friend. Let's bring in Bill Brady. Senator Brady, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Nice to have you back.
Countdown. We're dealing with that down here.
Yeah, well, that would be the point, right? And with just a couple of days left, what's your level of optimism or pessimism?
Well, you know, I'm a senator and a businessman, so I'm always optimistic. But
okay, then what's your level of delusion?
I just don't get what Mike Madigan's doing over in the House. You know, we've got road projects are shutting down. Yesterday I was talking to someone. I said this is the Madigan meltdown that we have to go through because of the games he wants to play. And it's unfortunate.
I just want to clear up a couple things here because you're in the room and you've been around this forever, and you guys are closer to it than we are. However, we swim in this every day. The people walking by the window this morning and driving to work, they don't. And they expect the government to actually govern. I know that's a crazy notion. But there are no surprises in this week. There are no surprises last week. You don't need extra meetings. You don't need to sit down and go, how should we handle this or that? We've had 2 years to figure out all of this. Everybody knows in any negotiation, you got to know what the other guy has and what you have, and you got to find something in the middle that works. Rauner knows what Madigan wants. Madigan knows what Rauner wants. And yet Madigan wants to hold another kumbaya meeting or create another stall. Why is anybody putting up with that? And by the way, including the Democrats.
You're exactly right. The House Democrats have let him get by with this for far too long. But let me say this about Democrats. John Coetzen, the president of the Senate, has worked diligently with our leader, Chris Redonio, to put together a package. And we've been dealing with this for over 5 months, negotiating in a bipartisan way. These are the same Democrats who represent the same people as the House Democrats who've worked out what we call pretty much the Capitol Compromise. This is a plan that provides property tax relief through a freeze to people in Illinois, term limits for legislative leaders, a balanced budget with a spending cap, temporary revenues that the Democrats insisted on, and real cuts in spending, as well as reform for local governments to save money. And we've worked through this. Mike Madigan knows that. The House Democrats know that. And then they come back, when they finally come to the table, come back with a plan that is where we started. It's so frustrating. I mean, a budget that's what we believe is $2.4 billion out of balance, at least, and a plan that they know cannot be accepted. And Mike Madigan is just taking the state into a meltdown that we can ill afford. And its people deserve better.
Hey, Bill, it's Pat. How you doing?
I'm good, Pat. How are you doing?
Pretty good. We're all
doing pretty good.
Yeah, I hope so. What needs to happen in the next 48 hours over in the House to avoid the Madigan meltdown?
Click our heels?
I mean, seriously, where do we need to – what did Durkin and the others need to get done with this Mike Madigan just to avoid the meltdown?
So when we ended the month of May in a position that was very close with John Coetzen, we sat down with Jim Durkin and the governor, and we said, here's where we were. And I will say this to the governor's credit. He said, can we give a little bit more here? And that's what the Capitol Compromise was. And Jim Durkin is on board with it. He's trying to get it done. But Madigan controls the gavel, and the people of Illinois just need to stand up and say, this is enough. We're not playing the theater games for Mike Madigan. We need a solution. We're losing jobs every day. Road projects are shutting down.
Well, how about shutting off revenue streams? We're not even selling lottery tickets anymore.
Yeah, you're right. It's catastrophic what Mike Madigan's creating with his meltdown. And if it's all for theater, shame on him. And I will tell you, the people of Illinois are getting more and more frustrated and upset with it. But what we need to do is put focus on them and say, you know, this game of theater, what you're trying to do with this narrative, isn't helping things. John Culleton came to the table and agreed with us in a compromising way about where we needed to be. We met, I would say both sides met, halfway to get a deal. Because John Culleton knows how much we need reforms, how much we need all these issues, a balanced budget. Madigan is just playing pure partisan politics that is frankly ruining the state. And this meltdown is something we can not afford to.
Yeah, well, in a small example that came up yesterday, because I want to get Andre and Orion in here before the break, $70,000 a day. Just one example. This is just one example. This is not the total cost. $70,000 away being thrown away just in interest for CPS loans to keep the schools functional and being in a position, at least today, where they can open on time in the fall. Andrea?
You're right. And
go ahead, Senator.
No, I just see. You're right. And we've put forward a bipartisan funding, school funding program that gives parity to Chicago schools, that gives them the resources they need to educate their children, and they've walked away from it. Again, they've gone with the extreme. So the Madigan meltdown is an extreme measure that is so partisan and so political. It's hurting. But go ahead,
Senator. I know we hear this every single day. We cover this. We talk about it. It has come to the point of where social service agencies will shut down on Friday. There's no more lottery. The construction projects are going to stop. Somebody is going to have to budge. Who is going to budge? And does everybody realize that this is it? This is it. You hit the nail on the head. People are tired of hearing it's Madigan's fault. It's Rauner's fault. It's Madigan. Somebody's going to have to budge.
Well, here's the point. John Culleton, Senate Democrats, Senate Republicans under the leadership of Chris Ordonez, the governor, and Jim Durkin are by and large on the same page. We're there. But the speaker finally entered the game, and I think with false pretenses, he's come in and laid out this plan that he knows is not realistic, or he just hadn't been paying attention. But Senator Culleton and his Democratic colleagues in the Senate realized there needed to be a compromise. The compromise is on the table. It's called the Capitol Compromise.
Right. But just in the interest of time, Senator, the bottom line here is Madigan's not oblivious to this. He knows exactly what's going on, and he knows exactly what he's doing. Oh, last word before the break.
Well,
let me get a mic on. There you go.
An email from a farmer saying, will there be a state fair this year?
Right.
And so, Senator Brady,
will there be?
Will there be?
Sure. You know,
be careful, Bill. Sure.
I guess I got to be careful. Without a budget, I don't know that there can be. I haven't looked into that. I'm presuming there will be. And it's always good to hear from you. But, you know, that's the common person who's saying, why are we letting Mike Madigan screw around with important things like celebrating agriculture in this state? The foundation of our economy. So I can't promise you there will be. If Mike Madigan controls the gavel in the House, and if he continues to play these games, there is a lot at risk, including probably the state fair. But we're going to do everything we can to make sure that he doesn't get his way.
Well, I'm scheduled to be there on the Tuesday of the fair for
the
Salem
Champions. Don't mess with Orion.
Yeah. I'll put that word in with Mr. Madigan.
You know what we need is a recreation of the Independence Day scene, and it's the 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I'll stand up on a car, and it'll just be giant floating Mike Madigan heads behind us that we have to shut down because it's our Independence Day.
The sky gets ominous.
Take back the state. Thank you, Senator. Go to work.
Well, let me just say this. I want one last thing about Senator Culleton. A Democrat from Chicago realizes this. Why Mike Madigan can't come to the table the same way Senator Culleton has baffles me. And
it doesn't baffle me. He doesn't want to. That's the difference. Yeah. Culleton wants to strike a deal, and good for him for wanting to strike a deal. Madigan doesn't. I'm not baffled at all.
So does the governor. And
right.
So does Jim Durkin and Chris Ordonez. There's only one odd man in this deal.
Odd's the right word.
Madigan Melton, yeah. So,
I wouldn't screw with Orion either. You better get the state fair.